Museum.
I hear there's a great exhibit up at the museum.
Let's go see it this weekend. Mushroom.
What would you like on your pizza?
Everything but mushrooms. Musician.
How many musicians are there in your family?
Two. My father plays the banjo and my sister plays the drums. Mutual.
What do you think the key is to a good marriage?
I think the key is to have a relationship based on mutual respect. Mysterious.
Fred has a mysterious air about him today.
I think it's because he's been planning a surprise party for Lisa. Mystery.
Why has Rita been so depressed lately?
It's a mystery to me. Myth.
Do you think that some myths are true?
I think that some may be based on fact, but not entirely true.
N. Naked.
Why are those people naked?
Because they don't believe in wearing clothes. Namely.
It seems that some people, namely Fran and Alex, don't care about the future of the company.
I think you're being a bit harsh on them. Nationality.
All people, regardless of nationality, should have a voice in the global economy.
That's an admirable ideal, but it may be hard to put into practice. Naturally.
What do you expect the company to provide for you?
Well, naturally, I'll need a place to stay. Naval.
What's the longest job you've ever held?
I worked on a naval base for 20 years. Navigation.
We're looking for someone with good navigation skills to work on the ship.
I think I know just the right person for the job. Navy.
Why didn't you join the Navy?
Because I get seasick whenever I'm on a boat. Nearby.
I get nervous carrying so much money in my pocket.
Why don't you go to a nearby bank and make a deposit? Necessarily.
Do you think that everyone should go to college?
Not necessarily. Necessity.
Why did you get married?
I got married out of necessity, not because I wanted to. Negative.
I'll never learn how to play the piano.
Stop being so negative all the time. Neglect.
How can you quit your job?
I was working so hard that I was beginning to neglect my children. Negotiate.
If we are unable to negotiate a settlement, then we'll have to go to trial.
Please do your best to negotiate a settlement, because I'd like to avoid a trial. Negro.
Why don't we use Negro anymore to refer to black people?
Because it is considered offensive. Neighborhood.
Do you like living in such a small neighborhood?
Yes, I love being able to know all of my neighbors. Nephew.
My sister's going to have a baby.
You're going to have a nephew. Nerve.
Julie has really been getting on my nerves for the past few days.
Maybe you should avoid seeing her for a while. Nest.
Can you see the bird's nest up in the tree?
Yes, and I can see the two baby birds in it. Network.
Why can't I check my email?
Because the network's down. It should be back up in a few hours. Neutral.
Do you agree with the company or the union in the labor dispute?
I'm trying to remain neutral this time. Nevertheless.
I hate going to work every day.
Nevertheless, if you want to support your family, working is something you must do. Niece.
My brother's going out of town, so would it be all right if my niece stayed with us for a few days?
Of course it would be all right. Nightmare.
Why did you wake up screaming in the middle of the night?
Because I was having a nightmare. 19.
When was your first kiss?
When I was 19. Nitrogen.
Did you know that there's more nitrogen than oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere?
I did not know that. Nonsense.
Why did you skip class?
Because I was tired of listening to the teacher's nonsense. Noodle.
What are we having for dinner tonight?
Noodles with sauce, unless you'd prefer something else. Normally.
Can I have an extension on my paper?
Normally, I would say no, but this time, I'll make an exception. North.
How do we get to your house?
Just keep driving north on the highway, and we're the first exit into Virginia. Northeast.
Where did Don move to?
I've heard that he and his wife moved to somewhere in the northeast of the country. Notebook.
Why did you do so poorly on the test?
Because I lost a notebook that had all of my notes for the class in it, and so had no way to study. Noticeable.
Is the scar on my face noticeable?
Only if I look very closely. Notify.
I'm happy to notify you that you've won the lottery.
How much did I win? Notion.
Were you surprised by the surprise party?
I had a notion that something was going on, but I had no idea that there was going to be a party. Noun.
Is jump a noun or a verb?
Actually, it can be both. Novel.
I hear that you're writing a novel.
It's really just a short story. Nowhere.
I feel like my life's going nowhere.
Maybe you need to reevaluate some of your goals. Nuclear.
Do you think that nuclear power is safe?
If it isn't, we're all in deep trouble. Nucleus.
We need to come up with a few great products to serve as the nucleus for our future development.
To do that, we need to hire some quality engineers. Nuisance.
I wish Samantha would stop being such a nuisance.
I think you should cut her a little slack. She's just trying to impress you. Numerous.
I noticed that there were numerous mistakes in the report you submitted yesterday.
I apologize. I didn't get much sleep the night before and did a terrible job on the report. Nursery.
Where does your daughter stay while you're at work?
She stays at a nursery, and I pick her up after work. Nylon.
Why do you wear nylon stockings?
Because they keep my legs warm.
Oh. Objection.
I really don't understand your objection to globalization.
I simply think that globalization will harm established communities. Objective.
I just want you to know that the words you said hurt me.
Well, I want you to know that hurting you wasn't my objective. Obligation.
Why can't you go to the movie?
I'd love to go, but I feel like I have an obligation to help George with his homework, since he helped me with mine last week.
Oblige.
Would you like some help carrying that box?
Don't feel obliged to, but I'd love your help.
Observation.
It seems like the students have behaved better since the new principal arrived.
That's a good observation. Observe.
Do you mind if I observe your classroom today?
Of course not. Observer.
There's an official observer visiting the plant today, so all of the workers should be on their best behavior.
In an ideal world, the workers would be on their best behavior with or without an observer. Obstacle.
What has been the biggest obstacle in your relationship?
Probably the fact that we live on opposite sides of the country. Obtain.
I was able to obtain 2 tickets to the game tomorrow. Would you like to go?
Sure, I'd love to. Obvious.
Isn't it obvious that Rachel hates me?
Actually, I don't think Rachel hates you at all. Occasion.
How often do you wear this suit?
Not very often, only on special occasions. Occasional.
Would you like a hamburger?
No, thanks. Aside from the occasional hot dog, I never eat meat. Occupation.
What's your father's occupation?
He's a fireman. Occupy.
I want you to know that you occupy a special place in my heart.
And you in mine. Occurrence.
Did you hear that Fred was late for work yesterday?
Now that's a rare occurrence. He's almost always on time. Odd.
Did you enjoy the party?
Not really. There was a very odd mix of people. Offend.
Will you please stop making fun of my hair?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Offense.
What offense is he charged with?
He's charged with disturbing the peace. Offensive.
Do you think she's a good comedian?
She may be good, but her humor is too offensive for me. Omit.
Are there any errors in my paper?
It looks like you omitted a word in this sentence. Onion.
I hate cutting onions because they make me cry.
You should wear goggles to protect your eyes. Opening.
How did she escape from her cell?
It appears that she was able to escape through the small opening between the bars. Opera.
Do you like to go to the opera?
Not really. I'd rather go to a rock concert. Operational.
We've decided to give you operational control of the company.
I'm certain that I'm up for the job. Operator.
I can't find my friend's telephone number in the phone book.
Have you tried calling the operator? Opponent.
Why are you such a staunch opponent of the president?
Because I strongly disagree with his opinions. Opportunity.
I can't believe you're giving up the opportunity to go to the Bahamas for spring break.
I'd rather save my money and take a bigger trip next year. Oppose.
Why did you oppose the decision of the school board?
Because I felt that it was unfair to my child. Optical.
Why does the moon look so much bigger tonight?
It's an optical illusion. Optimistic.
Do you think you'll get the job?
There's a chance that I'll get it, but I'm not terribly optimistic. Option.
It wasn't the job I wanted, but I had no other options.
Well, at least you have a job now. Optional.
Do we have to do all of the problems on the test?
The first three problems are mandatory, but the last one is optional. Oral.
How did you do on the oral exam?
Not very well. I'm not very good at expressing myself in words. Orbit.
The satellite has been in orbit around the Earth for the last 15 years.
How much longer will it stay up there? Orchestra.
I thought the music for the play was excellent.
So did I. The live orchestra added so much to the atmosphere. Orderly.
You have such an orderly office.
I try to keep it this way because I have trouble working in a messy office. Or.
What was it that jump-started the economy here?
Several years ago, they discovered a huge underground supply of iron ore. Organ.
How did your friend die?
All of his major organs failed at once. Organic.
Why do you only buy organic vegetables?
Because I'm afraid of the pesticides on non-organic vegetables. Organization.
Congratulations on being made the new head of the organization.
Thank you. Organize.
I need someone to help me organize this meeting.
I'd love to help you, but I really don't have the time. Origin.
I'm really curious to find out the origins of my ancestors.
There are websites that might be able to help you in your research. Original.
What does your organization do?
Our original purpose was to help homeless women, but now we've expanded to helping all homeless people. Ounce.
How much is an ounce of gold worth?
I'm not entirely sure, but I know that it's worth a lot. Outcome.
Regardless of the outcome of the game, I hope that you kids play hard.
We will, Coach. Outer.
Where does your family live?
We live in an outer suburb of Chicago. Outlet.
Why do you play golf every Saturday?
I use it as an outlet for all of the frustration that builds up during the week. Outline.
Have you finished your paper?
Not yet, but my outline is done. Outlook.
How do you manage to have such a positive outlook on life?
I just try to live in the moment. Output.
Why did the output of the factory go down last month?
I hear that they were having some mechanical troubles. Outset.
Well, we've been in college for 4 years now, and graduation is just around the corner.
From the outset, we all knew that this day would come. Outstanding.
I love the unique use of color and texture in this piece.
It truly is an outstanding painting. Outward.
Do you think that new student is an athlete?
Judging from his outward appearance, I would guess that he probably is. Oval.
I'm such a bad drawer that all of my circles look like ovals.
Just try not to get discouraged. Oven.
What's cooking in the oven?
A turkey for tonight's dinner. Overall.
How would you rate your team's overall performance?
I think we really played a good game today. Overcome.
How have you been able to overcome so many obstacles?
Through perseverance and endurance. Overhead.
Look at that hawk flying overhead.
It's so graceful. Overlook.
I'd like to buy that beautiful house overlooking the lake.
I'm sorry, but that one's already been sold. Overnight.
Why do you think she became such an overnight sensation?
Perhaps she just appeared on the music scene at the right time. Overseas.
How many years were you living overseas?
I lived overseas for a total of 12 years. Overtake.
If we row harder, we might be able to overtake the next boat and move into third place.
But I'm so tired that I can barely move my arms. Oh.
How much money do you owe Jared?
Over $1,000. Owing.
Owing to tonight's rain, we've decided to cancel the concert.
Will it be rescheduled? Owner.
Who is the owner of this car?
I am. Ownership.
I feel a real ownership of this novel because I spent so much time working on it.
You really did a great job. Oxygen.
Why can't humans survive alone in space?
Because there is not enough oxygen.
P.
Pace.
Would you mind walking at a slower pace so that I can keep up with you?
Sure. I'll try to walk a little slower.
Package.
Has the package I sent you arrived yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure it will soon. Pad.
Do you have a pad of paper that I could borrow?
Yes. Is it all right if it has lines? Painful.
This ankle injury is so painful.
Why don't you put some ice on it to keep the swelling down? Painter.
The painters did a really good job on your house.
I agree. I love the color they picked for the trim. Palm.
This computer is so small that you can hold it in the palm of your hand.
They just keep getting smaller and smaller. Panel.
This wood panel is a sample of the wood that, pending your approval, we're going to use for your door.
It looks good to me. Panic.
Everybody panicked when the fire alarm went off.
But didn't it turn out to be a false alarm? Pants.
Your pants have a hole in them at the knee.
I know. I need to get a new pair. Parade.
Will you be participating in the parade?
No, but my school built a float for it. Paragraph.
Did you like my paper?
I liked it, but I think you need to add a paragraph to your conclusion for clarity. Parallel.
There are so many parallels that can be drawn between our two lives.
No kidding. Just to mention a couple, we were born in the same hospital and got married in the same church. Parcel.
Two parcels were delivered to my house this afternoon.
What was in them? Parliament.
Have you ever considered running for Parliament?
Not seriously, because I don't think I could win. Partial.
I love to eat potato chips.
I'm partial to popcorn, myself. Participate.
Can I join the parade?
Sure. We'd like to have as many people participate as possible. Particle.
Why is your eye so red?
I've been rubbing it ever since a particle of dust got in there. Particularly.
Do you like to play sports?
Yes, I particularly like to play soccer. Partner.
Do you have a partner for this next dance?
No. Would you like to dance with me? Passion.
I feel like our relationship is missing passion.
Maybe that's just something that happens over the years. Passive.
Why are you firing me?
Because you've been too passive on the job, unwilling to choose your own assignments. Passport.
We will have a new passport for you in 3 weeks.
But I'm scheduled to leave the country next Monday. Paste.
Do you like my drawing?
I like it so much that I'm going to paste it up on the wall.
Pat.
What did Coach say to you after the game?
He just gave me a pat on the back and then left.
Patch.
How old do you think I am?
You have several patches of gray in your hair, so I would say at least 40. Patience.
Did you finish that long book?
No, I ran out of patience. I only completed half of it. Paw.
I love the way my kitten scratches me with her paws.
Aren't you worried that she might draw blood? Payment.
Why am I being evicted from my apartment?
Because you're 3 payments behind on your rent. Pea.
Are we having peas again for dinner tonight?
Unless you'd rather have green beans. Peach.
Nothing tastes better than a fresh, juicy peach.
I'd take an apple over a peach any day. Peak.
How much further until we reach the peak of the mountain?
It shouldn't take more than an hour. Peculiar.
You have a peculiar way of signing your name.
Maybe it's because I'm left-handed. Peer.
Do you get along well with your peers?
Yes, but I prefer to associate with people older than myself. Penalty.
I lost my reserved seats at the play.
Well, that's the penalty for being late. Penetrate.
I'm going hiking in the forest today.
Be careful not to penetrate too deeply into the woods, or you might not be able to find your way out. Pension.
How will you support yourself after you retire?
I have a fairly good pension plan with my employer. Pepper.
How is the meat?
It could use a bit more pepper. Per.
How many inches are there per yard?
36. Perceive.
Can you perceive a difference in these two drawings?
Yes. The one on the right is darker than the one on the left. Percentage.
What percentage of your salary do you give to charity each year?
Usually somewhere in between 10% and 20%. Perception.
The general perception is that, despite being the CEO, you don't do much work at the company.
That perception is completely wrong, as I am directly involved in the day-to-day operations of the company. Performance.
What a performance by the actors.
And the tech crew did an amazing job as well. Permanent.
Will's become a permanent fixture here at the bar.
Yes, he comes here every night to drink his sorrows away. Permission.
May I have permission to leave the table?
Not until everyone has finished their food. Persist.
How long do you think the rumors about him will persist?
Probably for as long as he remains in a position of power. Personality.
Janie has such a delightful personality.
I know. She's so much fun to be around. Personnel.
Will you accept the contract to build a building?
I wish I could, but our firm doesn't have the right personnel for the job. Perspective.
I truly believe that my team will win the championship.
I guess we just have different perspectives. Pessimistic.
I don't think I'll ever be able to get a job.
You shouldn't be so pessimistic. Petrol.
Why are you pulling off the highway?
Because I need to put some more petrol in the tank. Petroleum.
Why have petroleum prices gone up so much?
Because lately there's been anxiety about the extent of the world's oil supply. Phase.
How is your relationship going?
Pretty well. I feel like it's entering a new phase, and I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Phenomenon.
Have you noticed that every time I plan to give her a call, she gives me a call?
What a strange phenomenon. Philosopher.
Sarah seems to have answers to all of the big questions about life.
Yes, she's quite the philosopher. Philosophy.
Why don't you get along with your boss?
We just have very different philosophies about how the office should be run. Phone.
Did you just hear the phone ring?
Actually, I think that sound we just heard was the doorbell ringing. Phrase.
How is your German?
I can understand some simple phrases, but not much more than that. Physical.
Why did you decide to change jobs?
The physical demands of my old job were just too much for me. Physician.
I've been feeling horrible for the past few days.
Maybe you should pay a visit to your physician. Physicist.
Why do you think you feel inferior to your father?
Because he's a famous physicist, and I've always been horrible at math. Pierce.
Do you think I should let my daughter get her ears pierced?
I think you should wait until she's a bit older. Pigeon.
What do you usually feed the pigeons with?
I usually give them bread. Pill.
How many pills do you take a day?
Ever since my heart attack, I've been taking 12 a day. Pillar.
The mayor has done so many good things for the town.
He's a real pillar of the community. Pillow.
Do you have an extra pillow that I could borrow?
I think we must have one somewhere. Pinch.
What's the next ingredient in the recipe?
You should add a pinch of sugar. Pine.
Why are they cutting down all of those pine trees?
Because they are going to use them as Christmas trees. Pint.
I'd like one pint of beer, please.
That'll be $2. Pit.
What's in that huge pit by the side of the road?
Oh, that's where we throw our garbage. Pitch.
In what pitch is this piece of music?
I'm afraid you'll have to ask a music expert for that information. Planet.
Do you think that there's life on other planets?
I would imagine so. Plantation.
What did you do during your trip to the South?
We visited some old slave plantations. Plastic.
Have you been recycling your plastic bottles?
Of course we have. Platform.
From where should I give my speech?
Step right up on that platform and deliver it when you're ready. Pledge.
He pledged to pay me $10 if they lose the game.
I don't approve of gambling on sports. Plentiful.
Success has been plentiful during your tenure as coach.
But I've been more proud of my players' successes in life than of our achievements on the court. Plot.
I've overheard that there's a plot to kill the head of the company.
I think that it's just a rumor. Plug.
Could you do me a favor and plug this cord into the outlet?
Sure. Just tell me where the outlet is. Plunge.
When are you going to quit your job?
Someday soon, but I don't think I'm ready to take the plunge just yet. Plural.
If the noun is a plural, then you should conjugate the verb appropriately.
I know. I just get confused sometimes. Plus.
Do you know what 5 plus 9 is?
It's 14. Poetry.
I like to write poetry, but I'm afraid I couldn't make a living on it.
I think you should follow your dreams. Poison.
Did you know that they used to have a servant taste the king's food to make sure it didn't have poison in it?
That is a job that I would not want. Poisonous.
You can eat some of the mushrooms that you find in the woods, but some of the others are poisonous.
How can I tell the difference? Policy.
What do you think of the administration's new policies?
I think that they are good ideas, which may be difficult to put into practice. Polish.
My leather shoes are looking very dull today.
Why don't you polish them? Politician.
Do you trust politicians?
There are very few people involved in politics whom I would trust. Politics.
Why haven't you ever gotten involved in politics?
Because I'd rather leave the politics to the politicians. Pollution.
I wish there weren't so much pollution in the air.
If you move to another city, the pollution might not be so bad.
Pond.
Do you enjoy living near the pond?
Yes. It's nice to be able to go fishing every day.
Puck.
How did you know that your ligament was broken?
I twisted my ankle and heard a pop. Portable.
If I had a portable computer, I could continue my work while I'm on the road.
Why don't you buy one? Porter.
Why didn't you enter the building?
because I asked the porter at the front desk, and he said the building was closed until morning. Portion.
How do you plan to have your assets divided after your death?
I'd like to give a portion to my children and the rest to charity. Portrait.
That's a beautiful portrait of your mother hanging on the wall.
Actually, it's my grandmother. Pose.
I hate posing for pictures.
Maybe you should just take them. Positive.
How was your class received?
Quite well, judging from all the positive feedback I got. Possess.
I think it's wrong for one person to possess so much land.
It wouldn't be so bad if he were willing to sell some of it. Possibility.
When will Joseph be arriving?
There's a possibility that he could arrive as early as tomorrow. Postage.
How much will postage on this envelope cost?
It shouldn't be more than a dollar. Poster.
Who designed the poster for this event?
My friend Jack did. Postman.
Has the postman delivered the mail yet?
Not yet, but he's usually here before 5. Postpone.
Because of the rain, we'll have to postpone the football match.
I'm free next Saturday if you would like to play then. Potential.
What do you think of investing in today's market?
There are many risks, but also many potential gains. Poverty.
It makes me sad that so many people in the city live in poverty.
Well, at least poverty rates have gone down over the past few years. Powder.
What's that white powder on the floor?
It's laundry detergent. Powerful.
You've become quite powerful within the company.
Well, I've worked hard over the years. Practically.
Thanks so much for lending me the money.
No thanks are needed. After all, you're practically family. Pray.
I'm so glad that we lived through the war.
I pray that we'll never again have to go through something so horrible. Prayer.
What did you do while your son was in the hospital?
I said a prayer every day, asking God to help him get better. Precaution.
Isn't rock climbing dangerous?
Not if you take all the proper precautions. Preceding.
The preceding piece was written by my friend Larry.
He's really a good writer. Precise.
What a beautiful woodcut.
Each cut is so precise. Precision.
Why do you take your car to that mechanic?
Because I've always been impressed by his precision. Predict.
How were you able to predict the result of the game?
Actually, I just guessed. Preface.
Would you be willing to write the preface to my book?
I'd be delighted to. Preferable.
What style table would you like?
A round one would be preferable to a square one, but I'll take whatever you've got. Preference.
Do you have a preference of where to sit?
I'd prefer to sit by the window. Pregnant.
How many times have you been pregnant?
This is my 4th pregnancy.
Prejudice.
I can't stand having an employer who is prejudiced against women.
Why don't you switch jobs?
Preliminary.
After the preliminary proceedings, the two heads of state began their conference in earnest.
Were they able to resolve any of the problems between the two nations? Preparation.
Will we be ready for the big event?
The preparations are almost complete, so we should be ready. Preposition.
Do you think this sentence sounds natural?
For the most part, but I would use a preposition other than above. Prescribe.
The doctor said that I might be sick for several weeks.
Did he prescribe any medicine for you? Presence.
It's so good to have Richard here tonight.
Yes, his presence alone has made this a great party. Presentation.
When are you supposed to give your presentation?
I'm scheduled to go tomorrow. Presently.
How many lawyers are there in your firm?
Presently, there are 33. Preserve.
How will your construction project seek to preserve the natural environment?
We plan to leave 7 acres of the land untouched.
Pressure.
Do you feel pressure to follow in your father's footsteps as a fireman?
Not really. He truly wants me to do what I want to do.
Presumably.
Who do you think will take the boss's place when he retires?
Presumably Andy is next in line for the job. Well.
Which side do you think will prevail in the war?
Probably the side with the most advanced weapons and the smartest generals. Previous.
This show isn't as boring as the previous show was.
I'm glad for that. Priest.
I'm having a difficult time spiritually.
Maybe you should talk to your priest about it. Primarily.
What was your goal with your most recent novel?
I was primarily the plight of the poor in the city.